book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 16. 1 Samuel, chapter 16. You find that place, you're able, let's stand together to give reverence to the reading of the Word of God. 1 Samuel, chapter 16. Well, I appreciate that good singing, appreciate the good testimonies, thank God for it. And I'm glad that I know who it's about, amen. If it wasn't for the Lord, there wouldn't be none of it any good, amen. We don't come to the house of God and brag on each other. We come to the house of God and we brag on Him. We don't brag on sin. We don't brag on our past or our shortcomings. We come and we brag on the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank God that's the only person in this room worth bragging on.
Amen.
Ain't that right?
Yep.
I mean, thank God that's the only one this evening that's worth coming in here and bragging. You ain't worth bragging on. I ain't worth bragging on. But boy, we couldn't say enough good things about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so thank God. Brag on who He is. Brag on what He's done. I just thank God for all of it. 1 Samuel chapter number 16. 1 Samuel chapter number 16. And I'll skip around, read a little bit. Verse number 1. Bible said, "And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, saying, I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? He said, fill thine horn with oil and go. I'll send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite. And he said, for I have provided me a king among his sons. Verse 6, the Bible says, it came to pass that when they were come, he looked on Eliab and he said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as a man seeth. How the Bible says, for the man looketh on the outward appearance, and but you are to thank God right there. That the Bible says, but the Lord, he looketh on the heart. Amen. Oh boy, I thank God for that. Don't you thank God for that? He said, then Jesse called Abinadab, and he made him to pass before Samuel. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. And Jesse made Shammah to pass by. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen his. And again Jesse made seven of his sons to pass by before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? He said, there remaineth yet the youngest. He said, behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, he said, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down until he come hither. And verse 12, he said, he sit, and he brought him in. Now he was ruddy and with all of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise and anoint him, for this is he. Heavenly Father, I bow my head before you. Oh God, one more time. And to God, I thank you for the good, sweet songs of Zion. I thank you for letting me come to the house of God tonight. Oh God, I thank you, Lord, for the Bible that we get to hold. I'm glad for a few minutes of time. Oh God, you let us brag on your son. And the Father God, that name, it's above every name. I pray tonight, Lord Jesus, help us to magnify you above everything else. I pray, Lord, fix my heart on you. I set my eyes on you. Help my affections to be on you. And God, help our thoughts to be heavenward. And God, help our mind and our affection to be set on things above. Oh God, I pray tonight that God, you do what only you can through the Word of God. I pray, Father, that you'd be that hammer and break in pieces what needs to be broke. I pray, Lord, be the sword that pierces what needs to be pierced. But above all faith, oh God, we pray that you'd bring honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us now, if this is the last time, and oh God, that we'd say the best things that we ever have said about you. Lord, I love you tonight, and I bless your high and holy name. In Christ's name I do pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. Of course, you find here, and I think it's imperative where we stand at in our day to understand. Everybody in here understands that there was a time, I mean, in the book of Deuteronomy, before they had ever got in the promised land, And God had told him he would be a time that he would give him a king. And he gave him some lists of faith that the king ought not do. And the king ought not multiply wives to himself. And he ought not multiply silver and gold. And so this is what I'm saying. Whenever they study the Bible, these folks act like that God didn't know they was going to want a king. And no, God not only knew it, friend, but thank God if they had waited on the Lord, and the Lord would have gave him a good amen. But oh, listen, I tell you what the flesh does. And the flesh never does like to wait too much on the Lord. And so what they did, that's why the Lord had a little David over here, and a David sitting in training, and a David, my friend, sitting on the backside, and the David's the king God wanted him to have. Instead, the people said no, and they got to looking at Saul, and they said, Saul looks good. Hey, Saul looks like he'd be a good one, and let's put him in as king. And I'll tell you what they done. They messed up the will of God. Amen. Oh, listen, friend, hey, you better be careful following what you think's right, what your eyes look like right. I'll tell you what you find right here, though. You understand there came a time that God had told them to go in there, and he told Saul, he said, I want you to kill all the Amalekites. He said, I want you to destroy everything they got. But old Saul felt like he ought to leave out Agag and the best that they had. Hey, that's what he thought they ought to do. He said, I said the other night, he said, what meaneth him? Had the bleeding of sheep in my ear. In other words, what he's saying is this. He said, hath the Lord, that's great delight. Hey, listen, in sacrifice as in obedience. And to obey is better than sacrifice. And to hearken and the fat of ram. In other words, friend, let me say this to you, dear God. Hey, came a time that God rejected Saul as being king. He said he's rejected it. And you come to this passage. Oh, Samuel's been mourning. Oh, Samuel's been mourning over Saul. As Samuel loved Saul. But God had a better man. Amen. Oh, listen, friend. And when you come to this passage, they're getting ready to anoint him as king. I want you to watch what the Bible said. And I'll preach the message the Lord's laid on my heart. And notice the word of God says he is. In verse number 11, he said, and Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and the holy keeper of the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, ascend and fetch him. He said, for we will not sit down until he come hither. In other words, this is what he said. He said, there ain't nobody a sitting down until the king comes. Amen. I won't preach on that thought tonight. And it's not time to sit down. And the king's almost ready to come. Amen. I mean, we're standing in this place right where we're standing at right now. And I'm telling you, friend, I'm watching folks all around, all across America, all across our churches, Brother Ty, and just one by one. And they're sitting down. But I'm telling you, not time to sit down. Boy, the king's almost ready to come. I mean, thank God. I really do believe. I'm telling you, I really believe with all my heart that my generation will be the generation that'll see the Lord Jesus Christ come back. I mean, thank God, listen. I'm looking for him to come. I'm not looking for, thank God, him to wait another 100 years, another 80 years. I mean, listen, friend. I'm telling you, Zach, look here. It'd not surprise me in one second if before this service is over, if the Lord of all glory didn't bust the eastern sky. Hey, listen, thank God, step out on the cloud and call his people up, and we'd be out of here, amen. I'm telling you, the king's coming, amen. Oh, listen, friend, I want you to notice what he said here. In this passage, he said simply this. He said, don't sit down. Oh, everybody's standing up there. You understand, it'd been a long time. Oh, Eliab had passed by. And boy, Eliab came walking by, and the Samuel looked at him. He said, man, he looks like he'd be king material. But I'm glad the Lord don't look like how man looks. Amen. I mean, listen, you're just, amen. Praise God, praise God. Hey, you're just sitting back, thank God. And God doesn't look like how man looks. I mean, man looks fine. And he said, this would be right, and that'd be right. How about the Bible said, thank God, that man looks on the outside. How about God looks on the heart? I sure am glad for that. I'm glad, thank God, that, listen, God doesn't see as everybody else. Oh, Eliab comes by, and then Abinadab comes by. Hey, y'all been standing a pretty good while. Oh, Shamma comes by, and all the way down to seven of them, hey, y'all come by. And the Bible said, thank God, and that the Lord just kept saying, oh, Samuel just kept thinking, that's got to be one of them. That's got to be one of them. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't none of them. And they're all standing around. But I want you to watch what the Bible said. He said, thank God, listen, I don't nobody sit down until he gets here. I want you to watch this. Hey, everybody stand up with me right there. Y'all stand up. I mean, if you're able to, y'all just stand up with me. Let me just preach right here, all right? And now, listen, I understand. If you got to sit down, you sit down. But thank God, listen. I mean, they said, everybody stand up until the king comes by. Amen. And I'll tell you what that meant. That meant, first of all, it was an anticipation. It was about to happen. Amen. He was thinking he was coming. And he didn't think it'd be long. Amen. It wasn't worth sitting down for. And Brother Kim, he thought that the king would be the next thing he saw. Amen. And so he said, ain't no point in sitting down. Ain't no point in resting right now. Hey, listen, the king is getting ready to top that hill. I'm telling you, we stand in a place, friend, and where they so far many and that are sitting down and they're resting and they're relaxing on the Lord. But bless God, and before the next breath comes, and the king might be on it, amen. I'm telling you, ain't time to sit down, amen. It's time to stand up. I thought about this, you notice here. And now listen, I mean, you start looking at this. How can I tell you this? Let me give you some reasons why you ought not sit down. I got to reading this. You can Google it if you want to. That's how folks get every bit of information they have. They Google it. Let me say this. You know what it said about sitting down, first of all? It said if you sit down too much, it'll produce heart problems. Amen. I want you to look at me right there. Don't that sound right? Amen. If you get to sitting down, it'll produce heart problems. Amen. I found that to be true. I mean, if you get used to sitting down and resting and relaxing, it'll start produce heart problems. That second thing it said is this. And now listen, there's several in here. And Jack, Dad, Keith, that said sitting down's hard on the back. Amen. That said, listen, if you sit down, it'll cause heart problems and it'll cause back problems. Amen. You won't be able to carry the same load you used to could. It'll weaken the muscles. Amen. It's not time to sit down. Amen. Oh, listen. I mean, the king's about to come. Oh, Samuel's standing up there. Everybody's just standing up there listening with him. Everybody no doubt thinking, listen, it's about time to sit down. And he says, no. He said, let's just stand here. I want you to listen to me, friend. I believe that thank God that he anticipated his coming. I believe, first of all, you can find it in his words. He said, go send and fetch him. He said, go get the king. Amen. Hey, listen, my God. His words said, I mean, the conversation he had. I said, I believe the king is just about to come. Amen. Oh, listen, I don't know when we stopped believing that the king was coming. I mean, I'm going to tell you, there was a time we used to hear a lot of preaching about the coming of the Lord. Amen. I mean, listen, how folks used to preach the Lord was coming all the time, Brother Delmer. And the reason the world's not prepared for it is the church is no longer expecting it. Amen. And we're just about to give up on the coming of the Lord Jesus. And I'm telling you, if there ever was a time, it ought to encourage our hearts out of the fact that he's getting ready to come. It's the fact that nobody's much looking for him to come. Amen. And so I say, oh, thank God, keep standing. And the Lord's coming. Amen. Oh, listen, the king's coming. I don't want him to find me sitting down. You want him to find you sitting down? I thought about three things that says. Oh, whenever somebody sits down, that says, number one, they want to rest. Amen. Hey, listen, you know why you sit down? Hey, now listen, I mean, you don't have to feel like you're super spiritual. If you need to sit down, you sit down, all right? I'm not going to throw things at you. I'm not going to use you as an example. If you can stand, I just want you to stand with me for a while, all right? I'll tell you that, thank God, first thing you find is folks sit down when they want to rest. I mean, they've been working all day long, and they think, boy, it'd be a good time just to sit down. But right now, it's not resting time. Nobody understand that. I mean, I hope that the church of God, I hope that there's one thing, Joe, that we understand in this day. I pray that it's the fact that right now it's not resting time. If there ever was laboring time, laboring time's right now. If there ever was witnessing time, they're witnessing time's right now. If there ever was praising time, I mean, right now is praising time. If there there ever was time how to stand up and do something for God. It's time right now, amen. It's not time to rest, thank God. He said, oh, the king's coming. I can't sit down. It's not resting time. It's not relaxing time. Amen. Go to your house and, you know, after you, he'll say, well, I believe I'll go relax. And you go and you kick back and you lay down on you. Everybody in here's got their own favorite easy chair. Come on. Somebody help me right there. And you got a place and you say, that's my relaxing spot. My wife told me the other day, she said, Brother, she didn't call me Brother Kevin. She said, honey, she said, I don't think you know how to relax. And I don't know what that is, but I'm telling you, every time, this is honest to goodness truth, every time, Terry, I get ready to sit down. I mean, I'm not trying to be super spiritual, Kelsey. I'm telling you, this is the absolute truth. Every time I get ready to sit down, Brother Donnie, I'll think, man, you know how many people I could be praying for right now? And boy, it comes time to sit down. I think, you know, instead of sitting right here not doing nothing, you know how much Bible reading I could get done instead of just sitting here not doing nothing. I mean, you know how many people that instead of just sitting down not doing nothing but my, you know how many people we just pick up a phone and call and just reach out and maybe encourage them in the Lord. I'm telling you, friend, there's so much sin goes on in my heart. And I think it's not time to relax. Hey, listen, I don't know if everybody's got the same sense of urgency. Yeah, but I'm telling you, the Lord's coming's nigh, and we're far behind. If there's ever a time to speed up, it ought to be right now, amen. It's not relaxing time. I mean, listen, you tell me, Brother John, I mean, folks telling me that they really think the Lord's coming in the next minute, Dad, and they ain't going to do nothing. I mean, you reckon folks really believe that? You reckon that these folks would really believe, that they really believe, Caden, that the Lord could come before tonight, and instead they're just going to kick back and relax? Hey, ain't no way, that don't add up. That doesn't make no sense, Donnie. And for folks to say we really believe the Lord's coming, and then let's just throw her back in neutral. I put her in coast and go on down through there. And now it's time to keep standing, amen. And the Lord's coming. I tell you what, to stand against sin, and we all stand for what's right. And we ought to stand for what's good. And we ought to just keep on standing until the Lord comes. Amen. Till the Lord comes. It's not time to rest. It's not time to relax. It's not time to refrain from work. Amen. You know how folks like to sit down? I didn't know this, but it said, you know, he's not always been chairs. Said that most folks went from standing and walking to laying down. Said, but somewhere along the line, all of a sudden they start sitting down, sitting under trees, and they start making chairs. They start sitting in the aisle. And then we got couches, and we made them even more comfortable. And even in the house of God, amen. I would have got, listen, I hope the next church we build, I hope we go back to outhouses and wood plank benches, amen. Amen, thank God. I mean that, thank God. Hey, you know one thing about it. Hey, wasn't nobody running. Whenever I went to Burgess Creek, hey, Gavin, and at the outhouse was 100 yards from the church, and there wasn't no lights out there. Hey, you understand, everybody all of a sudden learned how to hold their bladder, amen. Hey, you go outside, amen, and listen, them old benches, we made them so comfortable. It's easy to go to sleep in the house of God now. Hey, but I'm telling you, friend, it's not sleeping time. It's not setting time. It's standing time, amen. He believed it based on his conversation. I tell you what else told you he believed it. His conduct. You listen to me? His conduct said he believed the Lord was coming back. He's standing up there and he says, you go get him. He said, I ain't sitting down. Listen, if you really believe he's coming, it'll change the way you act. Y'all listen to me? You, man, Barbara Jo, hey, ain't not one of us could sin and really be thinking about the fact that the Lord's about to come. Y'all, let you hear me? You can't turn it on and watch something you ought not watch and be thinking, man, the Lord might come right now. You can't be getting ready to say something that you know you ought not be saying and be thinking about the fact that the Lord might be coming right now. Oh no, he was just standing there and he said his conduct showed it. He said, thank God we're going to stand right here. You reckon everybody was looking at him like some folks are looking at me? Like, let's just sit down. It'll be be all right. Amen. Y'all thank God Jake in the black church. Amen. And when I was in Birmingham, this little lady I used to talk with, Stephanie, and she went to the black church. She told me, and she said, my pastor won't let nobody sit down until he sits down. I said, how long does he preach? Said, starts at 11, stops at 2. Amen. I said, praise God. Amen. Hey, listen, friend. I'm telling you, y'all thank God that God's given us the ability to stand. Amen. Just stand. His conduct said, I'll tell you what, listen, his commitment said it. He believed he was coming. This is what he said. He said he was going to stand till. Boy, I like that till, Daryl. He said, I'm going to stand until. He said, I ain't going to sit down till he gets here. Hey, man, I wonder how many of you think, oh, listen, the Lord's getting ready to come. And now I think there ought to be more resolve in our heart today. Listen, here's what I believe, Holly. I think, Carrie, we're going to have to fight more hell in these days to serve the Lord than what we ever have. Now, it's not the same kind of hell, you understand. We're not fighting like the reformers did. That's not what we're going to have to fight. But we've got to fight against worldliness. We've got to fight against all these things that are creeping in. And they're still in our testimony. And they're still in our desire. We got to fight against busyness. And we got to fight against worldliness. We got to fight against all of those things that they did not have to fight against. We got to stand against it, amen. I wonder if we'll stand till then. What about this? Listen, everybody sit down. You can sit down. Folks getting tired standing already. Boy, wouldn't it be a shame? Wouldn't it be a shame if we all just sat down right now? And right now he came? Wouldn't that be a shame? Wouldn't it be a shame if what we felt like was a relief, and we were finally able to just sit down and put her in coast? Brother Ty, what about if you just put that Bible up and you just say, today's the day I'm going to rest. Chase, what if today's that day? You say, I'm just going to throw in the towel. Brother Mike, what if today's that day? You say, I'm going to quit being faithful to the Lord. I don't even want to go. And then what about Josh? What if today was the day that we said, I'm going to sit down today, and then right off, right over that next hill, Brother Malosius, right over that next hill. And boy, if the king topped that hill. And boy, listen, I don't want to, I mean, I've got so much I'm going to have to answer for the way it is. I don't want the Lord to find me sitting down whenever he comes back. Amen. I don't want him, amen. I don't want him to find me. I don't want him to find me. Hey, listen, quieting down and calming down. Hey, listen, I mean, when the Lord comes back, hey, I want him to find me, thank God, still standing in anticipation that the Lord is coming. Amen. We find there's an anticipation. Then we find, thank God, there's a realization. Look here what your Bible says. Here the Bible says in verse number 12, said, for he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy with all of a beautiful countenance, and he was goodly to look to. The Lord said, arise and anoint him, for this is he. Wasn't what he was expecting. I ain't got time to go in all this, but I'll tell you one of the beautiful things about David's the seventh and the eighth. Amen. Boy, that makes me happy. He's both the seventh son, and then at one point in time you'll read he's the eighth son. You say, what difference is that? Seven's the number of completion. Eight's the number of new beginning. He's both the Alpha and the Omega. He's the one, thank God, that starts it, and he's the one that'll finish her up. And you find in this passage of Scripture, he thought that it was a lot of other folks, but he wasn't going to sit down. He wasn't going to settle down until all of a sudden the one that it was came topping the hill. And when he came topping the hill, hey, thank God the Lord looked, and he said, that's him, amen. And when he said, that's him, he said, thank God, thank God. I'll tell you what you find in this. I find at least three things. I think, first of all, oh, Samuel was a-looking for him, amen. He was a-standing there. You can just imagine with the anointing oil in his hand, and he was a-looking over the hill, and he thought, he's about to come. He's about to come. I don't know how long he waited. I don't know if it was moments. I don't know if it was minutes. I don't know if it was hours. But what I'm telling you, this, he knew he was not leaving until the Lord came. Amen. Old preacher back home named J.R. Massengill, he used to say it like this. He said, we need some folks to have some stick'em. That's not a Bible term, that's a country term. It means they ought to hang around till the Lord comes. They ought to stay. We got a bunch of it came to passers. Amen. Amen. I was talking to somebody. By any time anybody stands up and brags on the church, I think probably last time I'm going to see them. Is that right? Everybody already said amen right there, y'all. Y'all know that's right. I'm telling you, friend, listen, one of these days you're going to see that it's him. There's going to be a realization. It's not going to be just what we talked about, what we preached about, what we sang about, but it's going to be him in the flesh. You're fighting three things in that passage. One is looking for him. Now watch this. This is beautiful. It says, and he was goodly to look to. Before he got, listen, he was not just somebody to look for, he was somebody to look to. That makes me happy whether it makes you happy or not. Amen. I mean, thank God, I'm glad where we're standing at. And the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. I mean, it's not just good to look for that blessed hope, but it's good to look to. Amen. And one day I'm going to look at him. And you're going to look at him. Everybody in this room, there'll not be one person saved or lost that's not going to see him. Amen. Bible said, Revelation chapter number 1, said, and every eye shall behold him. And they that pierced him shall look upon him. Zechariah 13:6, it says that they shall say unto him, where'd you get those wounds? And he said, these with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. They're going to say, we did that to you. Thank God, 1 John 3:2, it said, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall see him. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Job 19:25 says, for I know my Redeemer liveth. He shall stand for the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall behold for myself, and not another. I'm telling you, thank God. Listen, friend, we'll see him as he is. How are you going to see him? I wouldn't want to face the Lord as a quitter, would you? Let me say this to you. I want you to watch this, and I'm done. We find that there's an anticipation, there's a realization. But one day there's going to be a coronation. Here's what the Bible says. Verse 13 says, then Samuel took the horn of the oil and he anointed him in the midst of his brethren. He's going to be a day. I'll tell you what they all thought. They thought he's worth waiting on. As all standing up here, they brought him in and they got ready to anoint him. Now listen, I like songs and I don't want everybody... I sometimes feel like that I'm against about every song, and I don't mean to be. I like songs. Just a lot of bad doctrine gets spread through songs. Isn't that right? A lot of bad doctrine gets spread through, and people believe it because it's in a song. Now listen to me. I'm going to help you, and I don't want to hurt nobody. I don't know that anybody here sings it, but I want to help you. That song that says, they'll not crown him till I get there, he's already been crowned. Say amen right there. All right, well, listen, you don't have to take my word for it. Let's open up our Bibles. I got Bible for you, Hyde. Amen. Hebrews chapter 2. Look what Hebrews chapter 2 says. Hebrews chapter 1, rather. Let me just turn there. I felt resistance on that one. I feel like I got to show it to you. Whenever we start looking at the Word of God, start finding out everything that He is. Hebrews chapter number 1. Let me turn there. You're already there. Let me turn that place real quick. Once you watch what the Bible says here, you just take it. You just take what God's Word says. Romans chapter 1, verse 8. But unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Verse 9, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Amen. Already been anointed. It wasn't by me and you. Amen. Thank God. There was an anointing already took place. Crowning, same passage of Scripture. Hebrews chapter number 1. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Verse 2, verse 3. Over and over again you find he's already sitting on the throne. He's not waiting for it. He's not waiting for me and you to say he's king. Jordan Potter, I love you, but he don't need you to tell him he's king. I'm going to tell you this, you ain't got the authority to do it no how. Y'all listen to me? Thank God. But now listen, look here. God done anointed him king, but there's going to be a day that we're going to take all of our little crowns. Revelation chapter number 4. Revelation chapter number 5, both of those put together. We're going to take those crowns and we're going to cast them down at his feet. I'm going to tell you what you're going to find out about the Lord. His throne is higher, his reign is longer, and his anointing is far better than anything David ever got. I said all that to say that's my king. That's who I'm a servant. I don't want him to find me sitting down. I mean, that's what they said. I promise you, I'm done right here. Well, they brought in David. Everybody else was looking for somebody else, and they was looking for something else, and they really wasn't looking for David. I'll tell you how little they was looking for him. They didn't even bring him up there. Ain't that right? You know what is it doing? Listen, you know what is it doing before he came and was crowned king? He is a keeping the sheep. All right, now listen to me. I'm done. Whenever it came time to be anointed, you know who is anointed first in front of? His family. Y'all listen to me real carefully right here. His brothers, they all knew it. Julie, they said, that's the king. 2 Samuel chapter 5, somebody verify that. 2 Samuel chapter number 5, when he's down in the cave of Abdullah, all of a sudden, all those that were in debt, distressed, and discontented, they all went down to where he's at, and they said, that's our king. Amen. So first, it was family. Second, it was friends. 2 Samuel chapter 7, you can turn over there and look. And the Bible says that all the enemies of David, God gave him rest. You know what they all did? They all recognized him as king. Now, I don't know if you know it or not, but right now, for the family of God, we recognize him as king. First in the presence of his father, now in the presence of his friends. And I'm going to read it. Hand me a Bible. Let me see your Bible. Revelation 19. I'm done. Revelation 19. Stand back to your feet. You'll know I'm done. Revelation 19. Boy, ain't that a... If somebody says Revelation 19, you ought to smile. Don't you think? Amen. If they just say something about Revelation 19, you'll at least crack a smile on your face. Here the Bible says this, Revelation 19, verse number 11. I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him was faithful and true, righteous, and he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head, many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. He's going to come back one day. And when he does, everybody's going to recognize him as king. But now I want you to listen. Recognizing him as king on that day will not keep you out of hell. Too late. I wonder, I would to God, I don't know. Alyssa, come, whoever's going to sing, Dustin or Joshua, Donnie. Let me ask you this question, friend. Listen, it's not time for sitting down. It's not time for sitting down. Not time for relaxing. It's not time for resting. King's coming. Say, how you know he's coming? He said he was. Listen, if I told you I'd come pick you up at 6 o'clock and I came to your house and you wasn't ready, I'd be mad. That means you didn't believe me. You didn't think I was really coming. And I'm telling you, he said he's a coming, and he is. And the bride ought to be trimmed up, kept ready. Lights burning. If you ain't ready, friends, you ought to get ready. If you've sat down, it's time to get standing back up. Go on for God, will you? I feel like I'm preaching to folks in this day and this hour. Many folks that's letting the world and everything around them beat them down into submission to where they're just sitting down. They ain't got no joy in the Lord. Ain't looking for the Lord to come. Ain't waiting on Him. I'm telling you, there's joy in serving the Lord. But I'll tell you, it'll be good when you stand up and go after Him. Amen. Go ahead, sing whatever song you're going to sing, brother.